This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Trump is still calling for an aggressive response to demonstrators, this time in Seattle.
Meanwhile, the president today lashing out at protesters, including in Seattle, where police are clashing with demonstrators in encampments.
In Seattle tonight, demonstrators now seizing a six-block area outside a police station, creating what they're calling a police-free zone.
Demonstrators.
Protesters. Demonstrators.
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 No, they're terrorists.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They're in the street fighting a system of domination.
How long do you think Seattle in those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
I can't wait till summer, cause it's gonna be a summer of love.
Our 911 response times have tripled in the area.
Rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent accidents have been occurring in the area.
People of Seattle! Listen to me! We are not barbarians!
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I think it's clear from the amicus position now that they want to take General Flynn to sentencing as soon as possible and impose upon him the maximum possible sentence, when the ultimate result has to be the grant of the motion to dismiss. The government's just wasting resources out the wazoo pursuing this.
That is a lucid, intelligent, well-thought-out objection.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Overruled.
This honorable court is not adjourned until Wednesday, December 9th at 9:30 a.m.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I'm the Vice President of the United States.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
I got educated by the NAACP starting back in 1970 as a congressman.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Headline, Minneapolis City Council unanimously approves pledge to abolish police department. When does the insanity end? The Minneapolis City Council on Friday, today, unanimously approved a pledge to seek the replacement of its police department with a so-called community-led public safety system. Blah, blah, blah. Enough. When does the insanity end? Well, we're going to take a break from it here this hour, and we're going to have with us Dr. Matt Callahan, the house veterinarian of the Howie Carr Show, and he's here to answer your questions about your pets. We're going to have some cheery news, some cheerier news, because you like your pets more than you like the news these days, that's for sure. So Dr. Matt is here to answer all of your pet questions, and this pet segment is brought to you today by Genesis 950. I know a lot of you have issues with your dogs or cats having accidents around the house. I'm sure we're going to be hearing something about that in this hour. But before you get a new carpet or new padding, try Genesis 950. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's genesis950.com. Enter code Howie. It's a great product. Dr. Matt, how you doing?
Great, Howie. How are you?
Good. We got a text earlier in the day. A guy said he loved you. He brought his two dogs in to the clinic earlier today, and you'd done a wonderful job, as you always did. So you got a lot of great reviews.
Yeah, Sean was a great client. He was really nice and very caring about his animals, so it was nice to chat with him. Nice to see him.
So before we start, how do people get in contact with you if they want to get your services during the week?
Yeah, they can call the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189. Basically, okay. Anytime between 8 and 6.
And that's located where?
It's on Route 1 in Raleigh, Massachusetts.
Okay. And so I guess I don't know if the mailroom manager sent you the photo of Gunnar in her new carriage. She's got a new baby carriage. She's going to be wheeled around the neighborhood now because she's, as you know, getting a little up in age.
Yes. What did they call that? The Egyptians, did they call that a litter at that? that she was being carried around in like Cleopatra.
The litter is just carried. This is a carriage with wheels, so okay. It's a little different than a Cleopatra like litter. But I think she'll like it, don't you?
Absolutely. She's so terrific. I mean, you know, the underappreciated thing is how mentally tough dogs like that are. I mean, she's had a long life and she's had some problems, but she keeps on going.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think she'll be glad when I get home and she gets a little break from the kibble. I know you think kibble's good for her, but I like to give her a little treat every now and then. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, at this point in their life, I remember years ago the doctor telling my grandfather to stop smoking at 92. You know, really? You know, I think they didn't want him to light himself on fire. They were pretty sure the smoking wasn't going to kill him.
All right. 844-500-4242. Any tips here as we begin the summer season for people who have animals that go outside?
Yeah, you know, and this is, you know, particularly true with Gunnar, and it's one of the reasons why it's nice to have a carriage so he doesn't, so she's not exerting herself. But the, you know, especially for dogs that have trouble breathing, dogs control their temperature through respiration, not perspiration. So you really have to be careful about them. They're way more sensitive than humans to heat stroke and stuff like that. So especially as the temperature approaches, you know, maybe anything above 80 or 85, you really have to be observant.
So don't just leave them outside if there's no shade.
Right. You need, right, shade and water and those sort of things. And, you know, it's not, we serve a relatively suburban and slightly rural community, but I don't think that's really done that much anymore where you put the dog out in the morning and leave him all day. But I would advise against it if someone's thinking about doing it.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, it's hard to remember, but in the old days, people used to chain up a dog,
right,
or rope him to a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that was a lousy way for a dog to have to live.
Right. It was not a good, yeah, it wasn't good for them. And, I had seen some, I guess you would call them horrific injuries from stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew a dog once in North Carolina. He was just out there and they came home and he was paralyzed. The only thing they could figure was he was bitten by a snake.
Wow.
And, you know, he couldn't get away.
Couldn't get away. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
844-500-4242. It took him months to recover. I was surprised he ever recovered, actually,
right.
You know, but he did. Okay, so if you've got a question for Dr. Matt here on the Howie Carr Show, anything about your pets, now's the time to get on board. 844-500-4242. Maya, you're first tonight with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Maya.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Doc.
Hi.
Hi, Maya.
Hi there. I've got a male black lab. He's 7, almost 8, and he's getting hot spots. He got them last year for the first time when he was 6, and right around this time of year, and then they went away, never had it again. So I thought it was a freak occurrence, and I noticed this morning before I went to work, he's got 2 starting, and I came home, he's got a 3rd one starting. They're all right, like, on his back near his tail, basically.
Yeah.
Tail.
Yeah.
And he's never had them before, so I've never had any dog that's had them before, so I don't know if there's something.
Well, I think labs are prone to them, and certainly, you know, allergies can be the underlying cause. 7 years old is a little old to develop allergies, but he could have developed them at 4 or 5, and they've worsened at 7. I think one of the keys to treating hotspots in dogs is being ultra-sensitive to when they start. I've definitely seen hotspots, you know, that were the size of a quarter or a half dollar on day one, and I couldn't cover them with my hand on day two. So the key is to have something at home. Your vet will probably provide you with something, you know, after they shave and clean these hot spots and treat them. I really think that this is one where you should have a product at home, a spray or a powder that you can immediately start treating, and very aggressively. Mm-hmm. In these cases, you treat least who treats most aggressively, and if you get started on the second you see it, you can really get these things stopped.
Thanks for the call, Maya. Good luck. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, hi, Howie. I have a German Shepherd. She's 4 years old. She just finished whelping a bunch of puppies, but she's never eaten anything, and she's really skinny, and I give her food, and she just doesn't want to eat anything, and I don't know what to try.
Well, is she acting at all lethargic or anything like that?
Not at all. She's very active and everything else, but she just hardly eats a thing. It's,
okay.
It's crazy.
And she's, and the puppies are now, how old are the puppies?
The puppies are now gone.
Okay.
They're all sold.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah, but she's been like this for like almost her whole life.
Oh, okay. And now I got it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I certainly think it would never hurt to see a veterinarian here to just to make sure that there's not some underlying disease. You know, let's play the game that she doesn't have an underlying disease. Then you really have to shop around and find something that she likes. Have you tried canned food versus dry food, anything like that?
I've tried. We cook her all kinds of meat. We cook her chicken. We cook her burger. We cook her ham.
Send
mother.
Send it to Gunnar.
Yeah, really. Won't go to waste.
we give her mother like half raw food, and she will not touch raw food. She just spits it out.
Okay, all right.
It's crazy. The German Shepherd that doesn't eat raw food.
You know, I'll tell you, I have experienced dogs that just have very, very low appetites. There are currently more medication. There are medications that you can give that will stimulate a dog's appetite. So absolutely, I think at this point you should seek some veterinary advice and maybe try her on one of these medications, and let's see if you can get her appetite back up to normal.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. 844-500-4242. If you got a question for Dr. Matt, give us a call. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Unlike home security systems that are so complicated you never use them, SimpliSafe was designed to be easy while protecting your whole home 24/7. Head to SimpliSafeHowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you risk catching the coronavirus to attend a Trump rally?
Yes, I would.
81% say yes.
And I think I'll take Gunnar with me in the new carriage. I think I can get him in, hit him, her in, depending on what he's identifying as that day. Anyway, with us is Dr. Matt Callahan, and he's the house veterinarian of the Howie Carr Show. He does a fantastic job. He saved Gunnar's life, and we really appreciate that. And he is here to help you and answer your questions about your pets. And Dr. Matt, where can people reach you during the week if they have questions about their pets, and where can they go to get their pets treated?
Well, I spend most of my day and a good part of my weekend at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, and it's at 978-948-8189.
Give us that number one more time.
978-948-8189.
Thank you. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, Howie. Long-time listener.
Thanks.
I'm from Kennebunk. And my daughter just recently rescued an 8 to 10-year-old flat coat retriever who has a lot of anxiety.
Yep.
And the doctor suggested medication, but she decided to buy him a calming shirt.
Right. They're called thunder shirts, yeah.
Thunder coat?
Yep.
Yes. And I wondered what the status was on that. If I had never heard of something like that, I wondered if it works, and do they wear it all day? And,
yeah, the hypothesis sort of comes out of children's anxiety, where children seem to do better under weighted blankets, and it, you know, almost feels like they're being hugged a little bit. I think that's kind of the theory behind it. Thunder shirts have been around for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years now. They've been around for a while. I have seen them help some dogs, but I will be honest with you, I think the majority, they are not, you know, they're not helpful to the point where people say that's the sole thing I needed. This is an area that has a lot of stuff, a lot of herbal remedies, and flower essences are used. But I do think dogs generally do better when they're put on medication, especially at this point where the anxiety, this is not an 8-month-old dog, this is an 8 to 10-year-old dog that has a history of anxiety, I'm sure. It might be one of the reasons why your daughter has the dog. And so I would probably lean on medication, at least short-term, until she can fully integrate the dog into the family.
And we were talking earlier about heat. I mean, is it wise, as the weather gets warmer, for a dog to be wearing a coat or some kind of garment?
Well, you know, dogs don't temperature regulate through their skin, so it actually doesn't matter that much. And that's why huskies do great in the winter, because they have the insulation. But they don't do that poorly in the summer, because they're using their lungs to breathe off all the heat. So, I would leave my dog outside with a thunder shirt on. But, I mean, I think initially they were used for thunderstorms, to put it on during thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually that dog would be inside then.
Boy, I learned something new every week, Dr. Matt, that you're on. I never heard of a thunder shirt. Thanks for the call, Christine. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My call falls right into that phone call previous. I have a 6-year-old rescue Rhodesian Ridgeback, and we've had him for 2 years, and he changes and starts getting very anxious before a thunderstorm due to the change, I guess, in the barometer.
Right.
And nothing we can do. There's nothing. He just wants to go and hide. And I don't, and he shakes from head to toe.
Yeah.
The thunder shirt did not work for him.
Right.
So.
Well, I'll tell you, and this goes for Christine, too. There really is a great book. A number of veterinarians wrote it. Marty Becker is the lead author, so you can look under him. It's called From Fearful to Fear Free, and they have some great stuff on thunderstorm phobias, because they really are crazy. And my dog had one too, and it was a real nightmare until she went deaf, and then that problem solved itself. But sleeping through the worst thunderstorm. But they are sensitive to the barometric pressure. She's absolutely right. I mean, my dog used to be able to predict them by about 45 minutes. Again, medication can help. Quite often, combination medication of a serotonin reuptake inhibitor like Prozac or Clomicom or something like that. And then an additional drug like Xanax, which is from the Valium family, benzodiazepine. So lots of times those combinations can really help. They don't solve the problem, but there's a lot of tips in that book that really people, I give that book away so often, and I rarely come, the client comes back and say, gee, I didn't learn anything from that.
Okay, good luck, Nancy. Yeah, I had a Shetland sheepdog that went crazy every time there were fireworks, and it was always the 4th of July, and now I'm hearing about all these fireworks that are going off in Boston. It's just become a real problem during this lockdown and the riots. And just seems like it would be horrible if you have a dog that goes crazy with fireworks.
Right.
And a lot of them do, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really common. Yeah, very common.
Yeah. Yeah, they run away at 4th of July or at New Year's in the areas where there are a lot of fireworks going off. Rob,
yeah.
You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Thanks, Howie, for taking my call. And I've been dying to ask you this, Dr. Matt. I have a Poggle. He's 11 years old.
Yep.
And last year he had a small, marble bump on him on the right-hand side of him. They brought him to the vet.
Okay, on the skin or under the skin?
Under the skin.
Okay.
Just as I was petting him, I kind of felt it, you know?
Sure.
And then they were saying it's going to cost, thousands of dollars for his teeth or whatever. So I got this product. It's hopefully it's okay to say it. It was NutriThrive. And I started
Rob, we're
going
to have to hold you over here. Hold on, and we'll finish the call when we come back. 844-500-4242. Get on board. If you get a question for Dr. Matt, I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates or family are listening to. Now's the perfect time to get a pair of premium wireless earbuds, and Raycon is the way to go. Raycon start at about half the price of other premium brands on the market, and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's everyday E25 earbuds are their best model yet. You get 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you you a comfortable, noise-isolating fit, perfect for conference calls, video chats, or binging podcasts. Raycom was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Cardi B and J.R. Smith have already given Raycons their seal of approval. Now it's your turn to see what the hype is all about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Today's the last chance to get the T-shirt, Free America T-shirt, a great Father's Day gift for your father or some other man, in your, or just for yourself. Free America, it's a three-color T-shirt, red, white, and blue. And if you order today because of the President's Birthday and Flag Day, we're going to send you a free copy of What Really Happened, my book about the 2016 campaign. It's only for today. Order a copy of the Free America T-shirt and get a free copy of What Really Happened. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. We've only got smalls left? Okay, so we're running. If you've got a small dad in the house, or you want one for yourself, or you know, if you're small, you can get the T-shirts. Free America. 844-500-4242. With us is Dr. Matt. And Dr. Matt, what's your number again if people want to talk to you about their pets?
My number at the Ipswich Animal Hospital is 978-948-8189.
All right. And we were talking to Rob. Rob's got a puggle that's 11 years old, and he was petting his puggle, and he felt a lump under the skin, so he took it to the vet, and it was going to be an expensive procedure, so we'll pick up the story there. Go ahead, Rob. Tell us what happened.
All right. So the vet told me to put him on, give him some green beans and chicken, and I looked into the dog food, and I realized the dog food is really bad. As soon as we gave him the chicken and the green beans and added in the supplement, the lump went away.
Interesting.
And then the corona came along, and then we went back to dog food, and now he's got a mass. It's pretty big. And so about a couple weeks ago, we went back to the chicken and the green beans and the supplement because we got it in the mail. And I'm just wondering, obviously you can't tell if it's cancer or not, but my friend's got another dog that has a lump on the side of him, too. I'm just wondering, what are these lumps?
Well, lumps form in dogs as they age, and certainly it's really common for an 11-year-old dog to have lumps. Now, the fork in the road is this lump a benign thing like a lipoma or a cyst, or is it something more malignant? You know, a cyst will come and go. You know, it can break open and drain out and then reform. So you really should. I do think it makes sense in this case to have a veterinarian take a look at it. They can do something called a fine needle biopsy and pretty much, you know, tell you what's going on there. And certainly puggles at this age, their teeth become a little bit of a nightmare. Howie can tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, I sure can.
And so certainly I'm an advocate for dental cleaning at this age and as often as he needs it going forward.
Okay, good luck, Rob. Joan, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt.
Yes, I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida, and I'm calling in regards to my wonderful grand dog. She's 10 years old. She's half lab and half golden retriever. She's a wonderful dog. But she started losing her hair on her back, and I'm not talking a small round thing. I'm
yep.
talking her whole back. And they said they tested her for allergies and couldn't come up with anything.
Right.
So they put her on, and I'm about pronouncing it correctly, I'm sure, Apoquil.
Apoquil, yeah, you got it.
And they called her skin like elephant skin.
Right.
You know, and so she takes that, and it's costly, but then I worry about her taking medications all the time.
Sure. Has it improved her condition?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once if they miss a couple weeks, the hair starts coming off again.
Yeah, you know, that's really common. And, you know, dogs with allergies, sometimes it is very hard to track these down. There are some veterinarians that are willing to, you know, do the diligence to try to find out what they're allergic to. And then there are others that say, okay, I suspect allergy, especially in Florida, you can have a year-round allergy. And so we do have dogs that take Apoquel 365 days a year. Because the drug hasn't been around for a long time, we don't have any great long-term studies. But I will tell you, I mean, some dogs just absolutely need it. And so unlike prednisone, which is the drug that we used to use, this is a very specific, you know, it's like a laser beam that sort of stops this specific allergic reaction in the cells. And so it's way better than prednisone, way better than antihistamines, all these things that we used to use. And I'm a huge fan of that drug, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, good luck, Joan. Clearwater, Florida, Dr. Matt, that's where Whitey Bulger used to spend the winter. He had the two poodles with him, Nikki and Gigi.
He called me often with their skin conditions, yes.
When I was looking over some FBI documents one day, there were certificates, graduation certificates from a dog training school for Nikki and Gigi.
That's great to hear. Matt, he was so caring.
Yes, yeah, he didn't like humans beings too much, but he liked those little miniature poodles. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, I have a Labrador Basset Hound mix.
Wow,
he's got the really short legs.
And how old?
Pretty heavy body. He's about 5.
Okay,
and he's a rescue. Okay. So what he does is when I'm gone, because I've never seen him do it when I've been there, he pees on my carpet.
Right.
I have pee spots everywhere, and I'm at my wit's end. I've scolded him about it. He knows that I don't like it, but yet he continues to do it. And I've used some spray with enzymes. I'm going to try some of that Genesis 950.
Thank you.
Good segue, Susan.
Susan, for sparing me having to do the spot. Genesis950.com, enter code Howie.
Right. So could it be a weight issue on his bladder?
Well, I think if it's while you're gone, it's a separation anxiety issue, not a urinary tract issue, although it may be. You certainly should have that checked. But separation anxiety is by far the more common. And probably it's the Labrador, not the Basset Hound, because hounds don't generally get too worked up about these sort of things. But having said that, I do think this is one where you should consult a veterinarian or a veterinary behaviorist to try to get a feel for what you can do. I hate to keep pitching a book for behavioral issues, but From Fearful to Fear Free addresses this pretty well. And you know, you can get it on Amazon, pretty straightforward.
How about, doctor, if she just left the TV on so he thought that there was somebody talking, somebody still in the house?
Yeah, that does work with some dogs, and then some dogs get driven nuts by the fact that they hear voices all day. So there's lots of things that you can try. I mean, you can try giving them a treat when you leave, like a food puzzle or something like that. You know, you can certainly try exercising them. So, you know, a tired dog is a good dog. And so exercising makes sense. Food puzzles. You know, don't have this goodbye that's like from, you know, I hate to bring this movie up, but don't have a goodbye like from Gone with the Wind. You know, just, hey, kiddo, see you later. I'll be back. And that tends to help. Those things tend to help.
How dare you?
But you're not going to find one thing that solves this problem. You're going to do 5 things that help.
All right. Thanks for the call, Susan. Just because you went to the University of Georgia, you don't have to bring up Gone with the Wind.
I will tell you, there's still houses and mansions that you can see to this day that have been... I think Sherman had something to do with their destruction.
Angie, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Angie.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I have a question because I left a message quite a while ago about the fact that the doctor really thinks a lot of Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, as so do I.
Yep.
And I've been looking for one. And I'm calling from Maine, and there is a breeder here, but the puppies are like $3,000, which obviously I can't afford,
right.
And I have a problem paying that much for a dog.
Sure.
Anyway. I've always had Gordon Setters,
right.
But age is a factor, and I can't exercise them, you know, properly. So anyway, do you have any recommendation where I could look to try and find one?
There are absolutely rescues out there, because I know I've had clients get Cavaliers from a rescue. So I would look specifically under, you know, Cavalier King Charles Rescues. You know, there's lots of breed-specific rescues out there, yeah. for everyone else. If you want a certain dog, but you don't want a puppy, you know, you can certainly search for breed-specific rescues.
Yeah, so you're pretty sure, though, that they have the for the King Charles Spaniels?
You know, I have never run into it. Well, there's some really exotic breeds that there's not a breed rescue for, but Cavaliers are pretty popular. So,
yeah.
You know, you get a situation where an owner can't keep an adult dog or an owner passes away, and those dogs become available.
Right.
And if you say, hey, I'm just going to get on the waiting list, believe me, you'll get a call at some point in time. You know, yeah. It may not be next week, but you'll get a call.
Yeah, so that's just look it up on Google it, Angie, and you should be able to find it. I know pugs, Dr. Matt, Prone, Pug Rescue of New England.
Yes.
It's a good group.
Absolutely. They're terrific people.
Yeah. Thank you, Angie. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Howie. Second time. Nice talking to you. And Dr. Matt, I just had a question, kind of a weird question. My golden retriever just turned one, and Cooper is—he chases his tail and pulls the hair out of his tail, and I can't stop him from doing it.
Yep.
Is that kind of weird?
Couple of thoughts. You know, again, this is a behavioral issue, probably not a derm issue or anything like that. Although, you certainly should have them checked to make sure their skin is healthy. Tail chasing and tail chewing is generally a behavioral sort of thing. So you have a young, active dog. Has he neutered?
No.
Yeah, might be the first step. he has desires that you're not willing to help him fulfill. So
that's your answer to many questions.
Well,
Dr.
generally,
Matt.
You know, when I refer any pet to a behaviorist for any reason, the first thing they said is he spayed or neutered. And if I say no, they go spay him and neuter him, and then call me in 6 months. So because it does, neutering solves a lot of those problems. It really does.
And so it is cheaper, probably in the long run, too, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, Jerry. I know sometimes you don't want to do that to a dog, especially a male dog, but that's works out for the best, nonetheless.
Well, you know, if imagine having your dog with certain desires that you can eliminate. You know, if he's never going to fulfill them, it's just going to lead to a very frustrated dog. So,
right.
And honestly, it's better for them physically. They live longer, and it's better for them mentally. So,
yeah, just don't tell them that, though.
No,
they don't want to hear it.
No, absolutely not.
All right. We will we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Dr. Matt is here to answer all of your pet questions for one more segment, and this pet segment is brought to you by Genesis 950. It's great for cleaning any kind of accidents on the carpet or the rugs. Before you get a new carpet, try Genesis 950. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's genesis.com. Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie. So, Dr. Matt, what's your phone number if people want to talk to you?
My phone number is 978-948-8189.
My cat goes outside and kills everything she can catch, says 617. Any precautions I should be taking? And well, I'm going to guess you're going to say, get that cat fixed.
If it's not fixed, get him fixed. But there are some cats that are really good hunters. I mean, that is a bone of contention amongst like wildlife biologists, but I guess I won't address that here. But what I would say is absolutely make sure they're up to date on their rabies vaccine.
Okay. Margie, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Margie.
Hi, Howie and Dr. Matt. I bought your books, by the way. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
And all I got to say is I have pneumonia and my dog walks me.
Yeah.
And I've had 16 dogs, and I have a border collie. His name is Prince. And I've had him for the second year. Someone gave him to me because I lost my other dog. Someone gave it to me for Christmas gift. And believe it or not, where they got the dog next to him was fur was frozen to the ground.
Wow.
So Prince, so happy. They don't know how old he is,
okay.
And he had no name. But he's happy now. I get food for him and everything. He gets itchy, you know, and I've tried everything. I've got this neem from the health food store, and he's getting better.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things, you know. He's so smart.
Right.
And he doesn't bark much.
Right.
And he's just, I can't believe it. He's like the smartest dog. If I had 16 dogs through the years.
Well, they're supposed to be the smartest dog, right?
Border collies are very bright. Yep.
Yeah.
They have to work independently and do the right thing. They have to know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very
sweet. So you're lucky, Margie.
Yeah, but you do need to keep these dogs. You know, if you're sick, you need to keep them mentally engaged, too. So you don't want to hurt yourself. You say the dog walks you. I don't want the dog to hurt you while it's walking you. So you have to get the right leashes or a harness or the right collar to prevent them from doing that. And then, believe me, border collies love to be trained. You know, people talk about getting their dog physically tired, and that's a good one, but giving them a good mental workout can help, too. And training, it really is that. So you don't have to train them to do calculus. You know, sit and stay and come and heal are all really good.
We get a lot of calls. I got another text here tonight. We get a lot of them when you're on. They advertise a lot on the radio, and our listeners here at Dynavite. Do you recommend Dynavite?
You know, I do think there are good supplements. I certainly think that's a good one. You know, I think, especially with dry food, and I think canned food to a certain extent, too, because of the high temperature, you may lose some of the vitamins and some of the enzymes that are in the food. And so these aftermarket supplements can help. So I definitely use an aftermarket supplement with my dog, and I'm a pretty big fan of them, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Margie. Eileen, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah. Hi, Howie. Hi, Doctor. Doctor, I have an 11-year-old male black lab. I adopted him 3 years ago from the South. So after 2 years, which is just about last spring, summer, his left eye started to be red, not, you know, like on the outer white part, quite red, comes and goes. Had him on, went to the vet, had him on creams and drops, this Neopolydex cream.
Sure.
And drops.
Yeah.
And but really hard to get the drops and cream in. It was almost impossible.
Right.
He would resist. So took him on, didn't continue that. Throughout the months, I've given him warm compresses. It comes and goes. He saw the vet about a month ago again. It's still red. She put him on 1 week of antibiotic, enrofloxacin, just
right.
to see if maybe there was some latent infection.
Right.
That didn't make any difference. So she wants to have an ophthalmological consult. She said when she touches it and stuff, he doesn't seem painful. She doesn't see, from what she can see, growths or tumors. But uveitis, can this stuff just hang on, and what do you do with it?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things that could be going on here. I mean, you can have periocular dermatitis, which is inflammation of the skin around the eye. You can have conjunctivitis, which is inflammation of the lining of the eye, and then anterior uveitis, which is actually an inflammation in the front of the eye.
So what should she do?
Yeah, I absolutely would say let's have an ophthalmologist take a look at it. It's you know, it's a great, they'll have it pinned down in about 10 minutes probably.
Okay, Dr. Matt, give us your phone number one more time. You did a great job as always. Go ahead.
978-948-8189. Thanks, Howie.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Matt. Gunnar thanks you, too. Have a good weekend. I'm Howie Carr.